Good Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great start. Hope you're getting ready for an absolutely fantastic weekend. Good morning, my friends. How you feeling this morning?
Man, it's going to be a scorcher this weekend, though.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be an average of about 95.
Woo!
So, that's chilly.
That's White Claw weather.
That's chilly where I'm at.
White Claw weather.
You're in a different heat, though. LZ, that heat out there is, that's not, you can't even walk on the sidewalk.
You can't go outside between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. You'll burst into flames.
Exactly. The best time to go outside to avoid all the crazy no mask people is high noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. That's when I go grocery shopping. I went grocery shopping yesterday like at noon, and the stores were nice and empty. And I was able just to get what I want. Now, it was like 150 degrees outside. This is true. And I did have to bring two pairs of shoes because the first one melted when I walked towards the store.
And you also can't get in the car and touch the steering wheel or the seat or anything like that.
You know, when I was
white hot.
My dog had a vet appointment yesterday, too. And Casper looked at me when we started walking outside like, dog, I know. What you doing? It's hot out here.
You better carry me.
It's so damn hot in Arizona at times, and this was when I was in college. We drove to ASU to just, you know, hang out or whatnot. And obviously, we drove in the evening time. We wasn't even really thinking heat, right? And this was at the time when CDs was that was what it was. And so my CDs I had threw on the front of the dashboard. You know, you just put them up on the front of the dashboard. Man, I had, you know, we go in, wake up the next day, come back out into the car, whatever. Man, them CDs went from the size of a CD to a size of a quarter.
They shrunk up.
Like, cooked them. And I was like, damn.
Cooked. I tell you what, though, you save a lot of money in gas when you're barbecuing, because the sun's doing half the cooking.
You're living inside of an oven. What do you expect? I mean, that's just, you don't need, but it's go- you don't but it's need going the grill to
be,
anymore.
It'll be hot and gorgeous out here, clear skies. Are the beaches back open out here?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going today.
The beaches are open for now. Some things are open, some things are
See,
not
that's
open.
Foolish to me, though. Close the beach. Here's the foolish part. You close the beaches for 4th of July weekend, right? But here it is. The forecast is getting ready to be hotter than it was for 4th of July weekend. What you think is getting ready to happen? Everybody running to the damn beaches like
Yeah,
Rob.
But no, it's people off of work. It's people taking time. It's, you know, it's just the availability of people to go crush a place.
But think about it, Travis. It's the weekend. People aren't working. This is California.
No, not as much as the 4th.
Not like a holiday.
I understand. I understand that. But if you still got, I don't know how many thousands of people at the beach, okay, you subtract a few thousand. You still got a crowded damn beach.
Yeah, no, that's true. The rules of this stuff don't make sense when you really stop and think
and
about it.
And you got people like Raj that lives nowhere near the beach coming to the beach to create problems.
Research. More research. Because of more research. Yes, I am.
What you need is to get some Lysol and keep your butt at the house.
No, I need some White Claw and go to the beach. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, White Claws aren't the end of the world. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend that I haven't enjoyed one or four or five of those things at any time.
See, Travis,
time.
I'm real so quick before you guys move on with Dave's story. Travis kind of this weekend, you know, we all in group text. I don't know, Travis, maybe he was a little ashamed. I don't know, but he was a private text with White Claw on his lap saying, oh, Rob, it's not that bad. It's not
no,
that bad.
The reason I said, so hold on a second, before you turn this into something that it isn't, which is your specialty, by the way, that you had said to me, hey, have you ever had one of these? I said, no, I've never had it. I ended up having it that weekend, so I said it to you as opposed to dropping it in out of context on the group text. Uh-huh. See, I have context in my text.
Drink it with your chest out. Drink it like a man. It's all right, Trev.
You can't drink that like a man. That's the problem.
Yes, you can. Trust me, get you where you need to go. It absolutely is an effective tool. The beaches are open. What may not be open, guys, is college football. We talked about it yesterday. That the Ivy League is not going to play football. They're not going to play anything in the fall. Now we know that the Big Ten, they made an announcement yesterday that at least as of right now, they're going to go to a conference-only season for all fall sports, including football. And you just wonder if this isn't the next step towards not having college football at all.
You know, it's starting to make me feel like there's some issues going on where it won't be any college football. But then I go back to the notion there's so much money involved, or the school's just going to say, since we're not having kids on campus. We don't have bodies in the seats of the stadiums. We're not going to make any revenue, but we could still run our school's academic side just from a virtual standpoint, and we don't make money in the athletic side, so therefore we don't have to pay out anything from an athletic side. Maybe that's the way that they're going to go, where they're looking at the checks and balances. They're not spending on the athletic side, so therefore they don't even have to – there's no travel. There's no hotels. There's no meals. They'll cut the pay of the coaches significantly because they're not really working at the level that would warrant them to keep their funds. So maybe that's the way that they're looking at things, opposed to really trying to get back on the field or on court.
Listen, I've been trying to hold my tongue because I don't want to send out negative juju into the air.
Too late.
But I got two eyeballs, and they both work really well. And anyone with two eyeballs that are working really well, they saw where this thing was going, especially when we start talking about football. Football, a sport that is built on close proximity and touching, contact, nonstop droplets flying in the air. Every single play, there's a droplet. You could be the center and get hit with a billion droplets just from your quarterback yelling stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, can you just please explain to me, like, why people didn't see this coming? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think what they thought was coming
football,
was
when I was going to say, when you get hit in football, it's not just the droplets from the saliva. You got snot coming out of your nose, all sorts
blood.
Of stuff. Blood. Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
There's everything going on. Look, I think where we thought football was the one that we're like, okay, we'll get football in the fall. We'll get football in the fall. Was there was time. I mean, it goes by so quick, guys. Think about this. We started doing these shows from our homes. The pandemic, for better or worse, the start date of this for us as a real thing in our daily lives was in the middle of March, okay? We're in the middle of July now. It's been 4 months, and I think that – and I'll speak for myself. If you would have told me, hey, 4 months from now, you think we got a handle on this, I would have thought, yeah, you know what? I think I would have had a pretty good understanding on how to deal with this. Not necessarily a vaccine, but on how to deal with this. And in the middle of July, we still have another couple of months until we get to football. And so time was on the side of football. And now it's not that we've gotten in and we're still exactly where we were, if not actually
Travis,
a little bit worse when it comes to this stuff.
What biological threat has mankind faced that they've gotten handled in 3 months? Because I can't think of any. And I think that's part of the problem, is that we're not really appreciating what this is. This isn't like, you know, this isn't like an outside issue that we can handle.
But LZ,
like a terrorist attack, perhaps.
I hear what you're saying.
Or, look, I'm not saying that all of a sudden. This is a biological thing. And the notion that we were going to have something handled in 3 to 4 months that we didn't even know existed a year ago this time, there's no example
that
I can think of in mankind in which we did that.
They're playing soccer in Europe. They're playing baseball in Asia. They are doing other things, other places where they actually, you know, shut things down, where they actually went and said, you know what, we're not going to spread this stuff anymore. We didn't do that here. That we did it a little bit differently here, where we said, hey, everybody kind of be on your best behavior and follow the rules. And for a while we did. And then we decided, nah, we're going to go back and do what we normally do. And it flared back up again, because I hear what you're saying. And you're right. It's not like this thing's going to be wiped out. But you look at some of these other places, and they do have a pretty good grip on this thing.
I'll put it this way. I interpreted your response as meaning we would have a medicinal cure.
That's
what I was interpreting.
That's usually a year or more under the best circumstances.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
No, I'm saying that you have, as opposed to a widespread pandemic where everyone is getting sick and we're not quite sure when it's going to end, that these other places have, to use the phrase, flattened the curve a little bit. They've gotten to the point where the transmission rate is really low. New infections are really low. When they do get one, they're able to isolate and contact trace and all those things and get people into the places that they need to be to really slow this thing down. We haven't done that.
They stayed on lockdown longer than we did, okay? We was on lockdown for a month and a half, and then all of a sudden it felt like things just started really opening up, and everybody started complaining about the economy and all sorts of stuff. So we just started, hey, go ahead. And then you look up, and then the George Floyd incident happened. So then we started to really open up after that, and we didn't, you know, people were just doing what we do. And that's been part of the biggest problem in terms of football. Look, at the end of the day, yes, we thought that we would probably be some, not necessarily in the clear, but have a handle on what's going to come in September from a football standpoint because of where we were in March. So we figured we had all that runway to learn about all the different things, which we have learned about the virus significantly from the beginning stages of it. There's no question about that. Now, as to if football is really going to happen or not, we don't really know. All we know is that we keep hearing different things, and the things that we're hearing are not overly positive. They're more, you know, down, Debbie Downer type messages, because what the Ivy League has done, now what the Big Ten has done, now what the ACC is talking about pushing back. I mean, you got all that, so nothing is clear cut. The NFL is saying we're still on board. We're going forward the way we're doing our deal. So I think I don't know what college football is going to do versus the NFL.
Well, that,
college football
right there,
is a different landscape.
A totally different landscape. That you're talking about paid professionals in one sport, and then you're talking about, at least on paper, you're talking about amateurs and student athletes on another, and the liability issues between those two things are light years apart. And professionals deciding to go in as opposed to kids who are being arguably pressured to go in, you've got a very different dynamic in play between those two leagues. You could have one and not the other. I think that that's a possibility too. You could have the NFL and not have college football. I think
that is very possible.
I think that's not only possible, I think
absolutely.
It's likely.
So for people,
likely,
so my point is, so let's not in our minds think that football's not coming back. Maybe college football and high school football may not be back, but pro football seems to be on its course on Sundays and Mondays.
Yeah, they've got a whole set of rules out in pro football that we'll get into a little bit later on, what you can and can't do. Some of them make sense and some of them do not. We'll get into that coming up in a bit. The Lakers are inside the bubble, and at least one of their guys was not pleased with their accommodations. We'll tell you who and what it was. That's next on the Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
Draft.
Yeah, how about that? You're going to feel old again, everybody. 33 years ago.
I'm not here for this. That is slander. You take that back.
What?
This song is 33. 2 years old.
No, 33, LZ.
No, man,
87.
No.
That's right.
No, if you would have told me DOS Effects was 33 years ago, I would like, oh, yeah, DOS Effects. Yeah, that was 37 years ago. But Paid in Full? No,
that's
man.
Right.
I can't
Eric
do
B
it.
And Rock, Eric B. and Rakim released their debut album, Paid in Full, 33 years ago today in 1987, y'all.
Man, goes fast.
I played that cassette so much, I had to get the little tape and tape the piece back together because it had snapped.
Oh, wasn't that? By the way, if that wasn't the biggest pain in the ass in the world, I don't know what. Trying to tape your cassettes back together, that was the worst.
Well, we used to because we couldn't always afford tape. So sometimes we would actually try to tie a knot.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, all that does is it gets unloose and then it gets threaded all throughout your cassette player.
Yeah, I know.
In addition to a new cassette, you need a new cassette player.
So. Exactly. Yeah, well, if you put it in the car,
Walkman.
It's never coming back out. Or the Walkman, your new Walkman. Walkmans were baller, man. Those things are great. The players are going into the bubble, guys. Practices are starting. Players are there. We saw Joel Embiid show up to go to the bubble in a full hazmat suit, you know, kind of making a joke, kind of not making a joke. And we've talked a lot about the food, right? We've talked about how gross, quite frankly, the food has looked. Rajon Rondo put a picture of his hotel room up on Instagram and said that it looks like a Motel 6. And guys, I've stayed in the Motel 6. This is not the Motel 6. This looks like a very standard hotel room. It doesn't look like there's anything wrong with this one at all. This is the first time I'm like, yeah, I don't quite see it. That gross food in the little gross bowls, I'm with you guys. This hotel room is completely fine.
Where was you driving to, Travis? El Paso or something?
What do you mean?
staying in the Motel 6. That's off like the side road. Some
there's one in Arcadia.
Well, no, but there is one. There's also one right in Camarillo on the way to Santa Barbara that I used to stay in every once in a while. Right. There's also one in Lompoc that I used to stay in every once in a while. There's a few.
So yeah, listen, when you blow up the picture of the room, there are signs of Motel 6-ishness in it. Because anytime you walk in a hotel room and there's coffee cups that are paper stacked up next to a coffee maker, and there's a microwave in your room,
but do you know paper cups wrapped in plastic?
But do you know where they're staying at though? Right, Rondo hasn't probably stayed at a hotel of this magnitude since how long he's been in the NBA? 18
a long years? Time.
A long time. Whatever. Since he's been in the NBA. He has it in a motel at this level. So what happens is when NBA and NFL and professional sports in general typically travel, like you're staying at the top Westin hotel in the city. You're staying at the Ritz-Carlton in the city, the Four Seasons at the city, the St. Regis in the city, the best hotel within that city in which you're playing in. So think about it. The NBA for many years – only stayed in, they had a deal with Ritz-Carlton. So if they go to New York, they stayed in Ritz-Carlton. They come to L.A., they stayed at the Four Seasons on Wilshire Boulevard. I mean, that's pretty much what he's accustomed to. Now, you go to Disney World and you walk in, you're staying at a Disney hotel. It's for families and kids. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they bed coverings have Mickey Mouse all over them.
This one doesn't. But there is a mini fridge that I don't think is actually stocked with alcohol.
And a mini fridge probably guys, not even turned on until you turn it on.
I hear what you're saying. And look, anybody that gets used to a certain level of anything, whether it's a car or a house or a hotel room or airline travel or whatever, you get used to what you get used to. It's very hard to go back the other way. I understand that. I understand that once you stayed in a Ritz-Carlton, it's very difficult to go stay at a Holiday Inn. They are different levels, but... But that being said, this is not a jail cell. Like the food that they were giving these guys was like, wait a second, these are professional athletes. You're asking them to perform their functions on this type of food. That's just not going to work out. This is far from an unacceptable accommodation. This is a pretty standard, pretty nice hotel room.
Travis, when you blow up the picture, guys, you could see plastic utensils wrapped in plastic right on the little eating area too. I'm really expecting this. The office chair the office chair is not designed for you to actually do a great deal of work because there's hardly any cushion in the butt seat. It's very thin. It looks more like a covering than actual cushion.
Well, because, don't talk. It's a Disney hotel, right? Then, they don't expect then, look you at the to mirror. Be there that low.
Look at the mirror, Key. You also got to see the mirror. This mirror screams low-budget hotel.
Oh boy, y'all need to stop, man.
So yeah, I'll say, man.
I'm going to defend Rajon Rondo. This isn't Motel 6, but it's a long way down from what he's playing.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I get that he's accustomed to it, but there's acceptable and unacceptable, and this is not unacceptable.
Okay,
it's
so
a
let
hotel
me,
room.
Yeah, let me ask you this though, LZ. When the last time you've been to a Disney hotel?
Man, it's been a minute.
Okay, so because I have little kids,
mm-hmm.
we've gone to Disney World, Disneyland, quite often because we work for Disney. This is what's on the property. They're not going to all of a sudden shift and bring in five-star service and change the entire hotel to accommodate the NBA. They're just not going to do it. So this is the best hotel service in hotels that you're going to get in a theme park. They have a Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, but it's not owned by Disney.
Well, I think there's this going on, too. There's the food. There's the hotel rooms. There's Joel Embiid wearing his hazmat suit. I'm sure you guys saw where LeBron tweeted outside, said when he was getting ready to leave that it felt like he was getting ready to go do a five-year bid. Yep. I get it that this is not ideal, that this is not what anybody wants to have to do, but everybody's going to have to make some concessions to the level of luxury that they're used to. There's unacceptable, which I would put that food in, which is completely unacceptable. And then there's, okay, this isn't what I would normally choose, but I can get through it. This hotel room feels to fall in the second category.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. And, you know, when you're in the media.
More so than anything.
Yeah, it's a joke. I mean, when you're in the media, you're used to these hotels. The reason why I know the price point is because I've stayed in these hotels a lot. So when so as soon as I walk in and I see the little coffee maker with the little pots. Yeah, when you see the little pods and stuff and the plastic wrapped paper cups and stuff, you know what this is.
What do you want, a butler with a giant with a silver service tea set waiting for you?
LZ, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted on the price point, because that price point right there probably $350 a night.
Bought wrong. It's $400 a night.
Okay. See, I didn't even check the price point. That's $400 a night.
$400 a night.
And that's standard room. And that ain't with your Disney discount card either. The blackout dates don't accept.
$400 a night? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. That's why I asked you.
This is a $2,000.
The last time you've been to a Disney hotel.
This is a $2,000 a week hotel room.
Yes.
Easy. It's not even close.
You better bring the Property Brothers or something and redesign that.
Man, Mickey is our friend, man. Mickey's our friend. That's our buddy. And Mickey gonna get it. He's gonna get his money.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with this hotel room. It's just the vibe that's being put out there. Guys talking about it feels like they're doing a bid. Guys wearing hazmat suits. Guys tweeting their food. Guys tweeting their hotel room.
Because every
this
one of those
was not
dudes,
the jump off point that I think anybody was hoping for. If you're Adam Silver and the executives, this was not what you wanted the conversation to be.
Well, because every one of those guys, including Adam Silver, if they've gone to Disney World or they've gone to Disneyland, they're not staying at these hotels. They're gonna go, if they go to Disneyland, they're gonna stay at Pelican Hill, they're gonna drive up. If they go to Orlando, they're gonna stay at the best hotel in Orlando, which is probably the Ritz-Carlton, and then they're gonna just drive over to Disney World. So it's a shock to the system to walk in and not get a full-size plastic fart. They get the small plastic. You know the really, really cheap ones that
the little baby ones that if you dig too deep in the sun, snap.
That's they're not used to that.
Is that a thermostat? Maybe they're
operating on sporks. You know, you don't even get a spoon or a fork. You get half of each.
I do believe that thermostat has a little plastic casing over it so that you can't control your individual room.
That's a bad look right there. I hate them. Oh man, I hate them.
You just gotta take what they give you, Key. You can't trust.
Oh man, it's the worst.
All the way down.
Take it
all the way down. You gotta put it like 50 degrees because then it'll get to like 74.
And their rooms need candles because of the humidity that's in Orlando right now. The rooms are gonna need candles. I know because I trained there. We trained at the same facility when we were with the Bucks. That's where our training camp was at. So my room was filled with candles because when you walk in, you get that mildew smell. It just wasn't. Oh, God, stop, boy.
I know what your room was filled with.
No, we didn't operate like that.
Very quickly, Key, you still think nobody's going to try to sneak out?
Break time.
You definitely can't sneak anybody in because they're gonna be like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, I thought you were in the NBA. I thought you played in the league. What the hell is this? All right, Kenny Smith joined us yesterday, and then later on yesterday, he put together his NBA top 10, and you'll be surprised where LeBron landed on that. That's coming up next on the Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
Travis Rogers, make sure you stay inside this weekend. Face masks in the heat or required, no matter what. And I know you people down there are not going to, conform the rules. So I want you to stay inside this weekend.
So I went yesterday. My daughter got a flat tire on her car, like the tore hole in the side of it. So we had to replace the whole tire. And
man, get her a new tire. Why you got her riding around on threads?
We went and got it. I went to the tire store yesterday, and I'm sitting there. I walk in there with my mask on, and the guy working behind the counter, no mask. The other guy, no mask. I go to sit outside to wait for them to put the tires on the car. I was literally the only guy there wearing a mask. And I'm thinking,
what do you guys think is going on?
Yeah, they were looking at me like I was the weirdest guy in the world because I was the only mask-wearing Orange County person. Apparently, I'm the only one that still believes it's out here.
In Orange County, at least. Man, I almost had an incident in Whole Foods yesterday. I was standing in line, fancy. and this dude, this older gentleman, who had his mask half on, so his nostrils are out, and his mouth was kind of covered, because they require you to wear a mask to come inside Whole Foods. And he was too close behind me. And so first, I gave him the rattlesnake warning. I gave him a side eye, and his body shift. Now, that's the rattlesnake warning. Back up now, dog. Back up now. He didn't catch the warning. So then I had to take it to a next level and did a full body turn, complete with eye contact. And before I started to say something, the woman, God bless her, recognized something's about to go down. And she said, sir, you need to back up. And she totally diffused the whole situation because she could tell from my body language I was getting ready to say something. He might have been like 4 feet behind me, but it felt more like 3.
Just all up on you, huh?
All by the way, up on me, Key.
6 feet means 10. Stay over there. I don't need you creeping into inside of 6 feet. It means 10. And one last thought on this. When I was at the tire place yesterday, not only did nobody have a mask on, they also had the community box of donuts still out and available.
Oh, God.
So we've gone next level where not only are we not wearing masks, but we're also still doing the community food at the tire store place. So, we're a little slow down here.
I'm not touching them Corona, no Corona.
Right, exactly.
And I don't want to go. Here's before we move on, but it still revolves around sports. So in 1998, I think it was. It was about 98. Krispy Kreme donuts had just come to the Northeast in New York. We were out in Long Island at practice real quick. So we bring in the donuts every morning and players, and we put them in the players' house. So Charlie Weiss. You know who Charlie Weiss is.
Look out. I hope they had enough.
We standing there. You know, everybody waiting to get a donut. This fool done picked up the donut, looked at it, and then put it back and got another one. I just can't. I can't go into no tire store, eat no donut.
I don't like to touch the tires in the tire store.
Who thought that was a good idea?
They trying to serve the customers, man.
Key, you reminded me of something about the Krispy. Did I ever tell you guys the Rick Majerus Krispy Kreme story that I
had? You told me about. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I just want to make
bless
sure.
Rick Majerus. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Rick Majerus. Good guy, but enjoyed a Krispy Kreme donut or a dozen every once in a while. All right. Kenny Smith was on with us yesterday. We were talking about a whole bunch of things. He went on another podcast after the fact and was talking about his top 10 and. I hesitate to even do this, fellas, because he had LeBron at number 10, and I'm just assuming that Kenny just wanted to kind of spark a conversation, right? Because there's no possible explanation where you're listing the greatest players in NBA history and LeBron James doesn't come out of your mouth until number 10, right?
Man, listen. I mean, he knew what he was up to.
Kenny the Jet was just talking, man. He made the radio and TV.
He knew what he was up to because he's on with us in L.A., and he didn't want to drop that nugget because he knew he was going to get torched. He had to make sure he was in a safe environment. But he's just making TV like Key said, man. There is no way anyone, not even the biggest LeBron hater, is going to say he's not a top 10 player of all time.
And you got to think about it. When you start talking about LeBron James, you can't go beyond 7 without mentioning him. It's going to be hard. People are going to look at you and go, man, what are you talking about? Are you high? Are you drunk? Now, if you said he's 6, people would go, oh, okay, all right. You say 7, they go, all right, cool. You start going 8, they go, well, yeah, I like Oscar Robertson was a bad boy in that day. Yeah, okay, cool, the cap. You start going to 9, they start saying, well, wait a minute, man, check his blood. When you start getting to 10, they think you're going to hit your head on something. Yeah. And so when you look at it, Kenny Smith put him at 10, but then he also gave him, well, I think he's at 10. I think. It wasn't a definitive at 10.
And then he had Kobe. My top 10, but he's 10 possibly.
So 10 possibly mean that he might be 11, so Kobe moves to 12? Like, where's that at? I think he actually said it, though, too, right? We have
He said he had Kobe at 11.
Yeah, but if he says possible, does that mean he's at 10 or 9? Or is he at 11? I mean, like, where is he at if it's a possible? because it wasn't definitive. Oh, he's my 10th. Like, he's Jorge, number 10.
Jorge, do we have Kenny Smith? Can we listen to this real quick? Okay, let's take a listen to what Kenny actually said.
Why is LeBron James not in your top 5?
LeBron James is in my top 10.
Okay.
But he's 10, possibly.
Whoa!
Is Shaq in your top 10?
Shaq's in my top 10.
Is Kobe?
No, Kobe's not in my top 10. Kobe's like 11. Magic, Larry Bird.
Magic, Larry, yeah.
Larry Bird. Who did I just say?
Archibald has to be in your, Oscar and Nate Archibald are in your top 10.
It's so much easier to score now that it makes it hard to judge guys' ability.
Okay, let's get in there right there. Look, you can't tell me that Nate Archibald, Tiny Archibald, is a top 10 guy. He's a Hall of Famer. I get that. He's a nice player, but ahead of LeBron James, we're done here. I mean, this is silly. This is definitively silly.
But the Jet, I love Jet. Jet says so much easier to score now. LeBron was scoring as a rookie. That was 18 years ago.
Man, he's making TV. You know, I'm not going to allow myself to get all caught up. Everyone knows that Kobe's the second greatest shooting guard of all time. At worst, you make him 3 if you consider Oscar Robertson a shooting guard or whatever. But there's no way. There's no way LeBron James is not ahead of Larry Bird on anybody's scale. Anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere. If you're taking Larry Bird over LeBron James, you probably run like, I don't know, the Sacramento Kings or something like that. Like, you're not really trying to win if you objectively believe that Larry Bird is a better player in any facet of the game other than perhaps free throw shooting. Now, free throw shooting, Larry Bird got him whipped comfortably. But you can't even say he's a better three-point shooter than LeBron James. Think about that. You can't say that. There's no proof. There's no proof. Where can you turn to that definitively says he's a better three-point shooter than LeBron James?
I think that had Larry Bird put up the amount of threes that modern
no
players
if.
Put up.
There's no if, Travis. That's just what is. There's only what is. It's only what is, man.
No, sure it is. Sure it is. There's a different mentality in going about it. Larry Bird was a great shooter. Larry Bird was a guy that was an absolute pure shooter. And I've said the same thing with Reggie Miller. That Reggie Miller's another guy that had they had an opportunity to shoot the way that Steph Curry and Clay and Harden and those guys do, they would have put up similar numbers.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
I'm not saying that Larry Bird wasn't one of the greatest shooters of all time. What I'm saying is that it's unfair to compare eras. That much is true. But all we have is what we have. And it's not like the three-point line wasn't available. It was available when Steph Curry showed up.
If you're asking me,
it was available when Steph Curry showed up. He changed it.
If you're asking me or saying to me, who would I rather have take the three? I probably would take Larry Bird. If you said to me, who would you rather have take the three? I probably would say Larry Bird. His just seems mechanically smoother. His just seemed mechanically smoother.
Yeah, and no, in that facet, I think there's a conversation there. But your point, LZ, of that LeBron or Larry Bird, I think is a no-brainer. I mean, this is and Larry Bird is one of the all-time greats, but this is the point of this entire ranking set. You can at worst, like Key was saying, there are 5 guys that you can put in for the greatest of all time. And I would argue that's really only 3. It's Kareem, it's Jordan, and it's LeBron. And if you want to throw Wilt in there, you want to throw Bill Russell in there, I'm not going to tell you that you're out of your mind. Fine, you can put those guys in there. But once you get beyond that, we're talking about a different group of guys. And if you have LeBron beyond that next group of guys, you're out of your mind.
Because if you think about it, though, okay, so I don't even know what Kenny's numbers are and where they got them, but let's just play with it for a little bit. You got Magic, you got Larry Bird, you got Oscar Robertson, you got Shaq, you got
Dream.
So you already at like 6 people, right? You ain't even put Michael Jordan in there, which is 7. So now you start messing around with different combinations, you're going to run out of some numbers. And at least 3 of those dudes that I just mentioned, LeBron is better than.
Yes.
Even though they was great.
Yeah. LeBron's on. If you get beyond your first hand and LeBron hasn't been said, you're doing it wrong.
I'm offended that he doesn't have Kobe in his top 10.
Yes.
I'm offended
two times. That's fair, too. That's
I'm offended two times. Who the hell is taking Tiny? His name is Tiny.
Right.
Who the hell is taking Tiny Nate over Kobe?
Yeah, where's Spud Webb? Where's D. Brown? I mean, where are the rest of these guys? All right. A snake draft back-to-back. It could happen. That's coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
It's a snake draft.
That's right. Guys, you know what that music means? It means it's time for another Snake Draft Friday edition. And Friday, you know what that gets me thinking of, guys?
Drinking. It's a snake draft.
That's right, Trav. Going out and turning up, drinking a little bit now. We talked about it. We were just talking about during
party
the break
homes.
A lot. That's right, party time. But you got to party outside where it's going to be hot and scorching. But we don't get to go inside. And inside is where you get to find a lot of little fun games at the bars. So, you know, you can shoot a little pool, a little foosball, whatever you like. It depends on where you go. So I want to do our favorite bar games, you know, inside and things you can do. So, Keyshawn, I know you've been inside a bar or two, especially in the college days and whatnot. What is your favorite thing to play if you go to a bar or drinking establishment, sir?
Is it the favorite thing to play or the number one thing to play?
However you want to phrase it, man. We go over this every time.
I guess it would be pool.
Good choice.
Pool.
Yeah. Okay, pool's probably that's the number. Obviously, that's the number one seat. Yeah, pool. Okay, that's fine. Pool's your number one. All right, that brings us to you, Travis. What are you doing when you go into the bar there? Lots to choose from.
There are a lot to choose from, and I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty good at most of these games.
I've done a lot of research.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, all right. I put in the time. I'm going to choose for my second one is darts.
I
can throw some darts. I'm pretty good at that game. So I'm going to take darts with my first pick.
And that's one of those things you almost get better as you drink. One of those.
No question.
All right, darts. That brings us to our overall leader, LZ, who'll have back-to-back picks because you know what time it is.
It's a snake draft.
That's right, Key.
I'm not in a good space.
Okay.
Let me think here.
Yeah, you start the gummies early?
No. It's just I was discombobulated because I couldn't quite hear what was going on, and now I'm dropping in into the middle of the draft, and so now I'm not situated properly.
Well, pool and darts, you're like the Vikings.
Pool and darts are gone.
I know. Pool and darts are gone, and I'm left with trying to figure out.
It was
Start the clock on him, Jorge. Start the clock. Yeah.
Cinco, cuatro.
Because
tres,
some of the game, because dos, you're limited inside uno. Of bars, you do understand that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a list. I sent you guys two links with a bunch of stuff you could play. Not very limited.
I know what I can play.
50. One of them had 50 choices. So, LZ,
come on,
just
LZ, man. We only got a few minutes.
All right. Come on now.
I'm going to go with foosball.
Uh-huh.
Not bad.
And what's that little game where they put the little sand or sometimes
it's salt. Yeah.
What is that game that they put
on shuffleboard?
Shuffleboard.
That's my favorite. That is my favorite. All right. It only took us 10 minutes to get there.
Travis is all over this stuff. I told you.
This is right.
But LZ, without bringing race into it, this is, you know.
We don't do this.
Yeah, this ain't really our deal, but I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to go pop a shot. If I get a pop shot going, if it's inside of one of the bars.
It's not your turn.
No, he just said go.
It's a snake draft. It comes back to
me.
It's a snake draft. Why would you say go then, Raj?
No one said that. Go ahead, Travis. Quit trying to cut in front of people. Pop him down if you need to, Jorge. It's Travis's turn.
I swear I'm not doing this to put you in a box, but I was going to take Papa Shot.
No, take it.
That's why I was so quick to say it's not your turn. So yeah. I'm taking Papa Shot with my second pick.
All right, now it's your turn, Keyshawn. You have back-to-back
picks here. Well, you
shouldn't
have said Keyshawn. You don't know what you be saying. Damn, brains is so fried.
It's a snake draft.
Well, I've only done this one time.
Okay.
And I've done this at the Cotton Bowl when I played in 1996 at the Cotton Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And I've actually done it down in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
In the little area that they had down there.
Yeah.
It was axe throwing.
Oh, no kidding. Awesome. That's wow. great.
They let you do that?
Yeah, in Texas, you know, man, come on. We at Dallas, okay. Texas, it's axe throwing. So
they've got that up in Oregon, too, Key. I've seen it in some Oregon bars.
Oh, is wow. that right? Okay, yeah, okay, so, and now I go a second time.
Correct, because it's a snake draft.
I have never necessarily, I mean, not at a college bar, but at like a Dave and Buster's and places like that, I consider that a bar because there's games and there's bars and mm-hmm. everything. Skee ball, which is the thing that you take and you throw and it runs around. You get the top 100 and it goes to 80, 20, you know, it kind of goes
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah. I was never good at that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but see, I'm so long, I don't necessarily – I could cheat. I could just lean forward and drop.
Okay. All right. Skee ball is the third. All right, Travis, that brings us to you. You're in the middle of the ice cream sandwich. What are you taking with your third pick?
I'm going to take – this is – I don't think it's newer out here. It's been in the Midwest for a long time, and it kind of made its way out here 5-10 years ago, and now it's pretty popular. You see it a lot of different places. I'm going to take cornhole with my third
oh,
pick.
Oh, I knew you were going
to – I was getting
Midwest.
Ready to grab cornhole, but I was going to take it – I was going to take it as a tailgate deal.
Yeah, I'm that'd be yeah. good. It's good for that, too, but I'll take cornhole with my third
pick. They even have competitions on ESPN during this pandemic. I started watching some.
Oddly watchable, too.
The competition. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, ESPN, we better hurry up and get some.
That's
back.
Right. All right, guys, we're looking for favorite, best bar games, whatever you want to do. LZ, it's up to you. Your final two picks, because you know what it is.
It's a snake draft.
What
it's
you got
a
for
snake,
us?
All right. It's a snake, all right. It's very, very confusing. I'm going to go with something that is at the very, very bottom in terms of games, but I think everyone knows how to play, and that's beer pong.
Oh, yeah. Okay, popular amongst the college kids.
Yes, and some adults who haven't grown up yet.
I was about to say adults that haven't grown up. I played it at least four or five times a year over my friend's kid's house.
I played it on 4th of July, so yeah, definitely haven't grown up yet. So go ahead, your final pick, LZ.
And then my final pick, I'm going to actually play the one game that I do play when I go to bars and I'm there for a long time. I had to think about it for a second. I was like, what do I do when I go to bars?
Yeah.
I love playing the trivia games.
Yes, they are there. Okay.
So I'm gonna say trivia.
All right, trivia games. Okay, that brings us to your final pick, Travis. Where are you going?
My final pick, you don't see it a lot, but you see it occasionally. It's more like he was saying, where you see it at more of those arcade adult bar kind of places, but you'll see it occasionally in the dive bar. I'm going to take old school air hockey.
Oh, man, come on, man. This is great. Yes. This is. Oh, but see, he does this for a living. he went to college in Santa Barbara. He hung out at the row at USC during the summertime. He hangs out around UC Irvine. I just know.
Oh, you sneaked Keyshawn twice, it looks like. Oh, check this draft board. Air hockey, popularly one of my faves, of course. All right. Keyshawn.
He does this for a living.
All right, what do you got? You got some left there. Where are you going?
Well, every now and then, depending on where you go, it'll pop up in there. Pinball. Mm-hmm. The pinball machine pops up in there.
All right.
Old school, you know, especially when you're tired of talking to somebody, you just go over there and play pinball.
All right. Quarter at a time. All right, guys, go ahead, Trav.
I just said the only downside with pinball is you have to use both hands. And that means that leaves one hand less for drinking. You need to all of mine.
Travis,
if you'll notice,
expert,
with all of mine, you can play with one hand.
Oh, Travis is an expert on this. Yeah. That's right. All right, so here's wrapping up our favorite bar games, which it looks like for once LZ was befuddled, but Travis is an expert on it, and Keyshawn had some good picks. Pool, axe throwing, skee ball, pinball for Key. Travis picks darts, papa shot, cornhole, and air hockey, and as he pointed out, one hand for each you could do. LZ picked foosball, which is great. I love that one. Shuffleboard, beer pong, and trivia game. And, of course, as always, you can go to ESPN Los Angeles Twitter feed. Janice will get up the poll, and you can vote for your favorite bar games to play.
All right. We saw the Ivy League make the move earlier in the week. No sports in the fall. The Big Ten is making a decision. Not quite no football, but we're getting closer to it. We'll tell you what's going on there. That's next on the Morning Show on 710 ESPN.